This is a download from the BBC. For details of our huge new range of audio for free download or podcast and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcast.
Bubu waligu when alon taram na di guguluya minla dan kalas lavari goranu.
Tell even the most intrepid of travellers that you are on your way to Port Moresby, and there'll be a sharp intake of breath. Don't walk alone, you're told. Don't go out at night. Don't carry a bag. Don't take public transport. Don't even take a taxi from the airport. Papua New Guinea, and particularly the capital, is notorious for crime. Papua New Guinea, or PNG for short, is also famous for its extraordinary cultural diversity. A multitude of different ethnic groups, all with their own language and their own songs. Lullabies, love songs, songs for festivals, songs for funerals, songs for sacrificing pigs. My guide around the capital is a young radio news reporter, Eunice Taumamoa. How does she see her country and her people?
It's a wonderful place to be in. People around the world only hear of it when there's something bad going on. But to tell you the truth, there's a lot of good things that happen here. A lot of the people here are more friendly than you'd ever find anywhere else. When a visitor comes over, you become part of the family. People will cry like mad when you leave them. People are very open with their emotions. When they're mad, they tell you they're mad, and that's how it is.
And the bad things?
Healthcare, education. Parents still pay through the noses for their kids' education, and I wish we actually had better access to healthcare.
And the languages of Papua New Guinea?
The last estimate was about 800 languages.
800?
800, yes, that much.
It must make it a very difficult country to run.
I think our politicians can have that trouble right now.
We venture onto the streets. Port Moresby is small, very small. But there are huge numbers of security guards with their barking dogs, protecting most public buildings and shops. Security fences and iron bars abound. But this is Sunday, and it's quiet.
This is our main street. It doesn't look like much, but that's it on a Sunday afternoon. Not a lot of things happen here, but this is how we are. Sundays are for relaxation.
I have to say that some of the people look quite poor.
Yep, they look quite poor, but the thing is, we don't really dress up that much. We're very simple in the sense that we just put on a shirt, put on trousers, and that's all that we care about.
Some litter in the street.
Yeah, I think people have a litter problem. I don't know if the city council should increase in the number of bins in the streets, but yeah, they just let go of rubbish whenever they choose.
It's not that bad, but you know, this looks like an animal's dead there, been dead for some time.
Yes, it does look like it has been dead for some time, and it smells pretty bad too, but...
Dog, is it?
I believe it must be a dog. Looks like a dog.
Port Moresby is a magnet for people from distant parts of the country. Eunice is good at spotting exactly where they've come from.
The person who's standing there, the gentleman, he's from the central province. He looks, I mean, you could just tell by looking at their faces, the shape of their noses, the shape of their eyes, the shape of their foreheads. And the color, the kind of hair they've got on. People can have very straight hair, very pale skin. And then you could have people that have blonde hair, hazel eyes, and afros. There are people from the highlands, they're very short, they look like pygmies. There are other very tall people from the riverlands. The other lady there with the red bag, she'd be from Momase. Of course, I think she straightened her hair, but her looks are very Momase. Okay, the other man there with the black shirt, he'd be from the New Guinea Islands, but he's got very dark hair, very dark skin, and his facial features give it away.
So looking at all these people here, is this something you celebrate, all their differences?
I think we do.
With so many different languages and cultures, is Papua New Guinea runnable? Eunice takes me to see Dr. Ray Anera at the National Research Institute.
Yes, Papua New Guinea, in my view, is governable, despite our law and order problems and despite tribal wars and corruption and other problems of governance. The country is, at the end of the day, governable.
What keeps the people together?
I think there is resilience, there is understanding, there is tolerance, and the fact that none of the ethnic groups, the 800-plus ethnic groups, is more than 5% of the national population. And I think that's a major factor in the fact that no one group is large enough to dominate the major institutions of government. And I think that's a major factor that holds the country together.
You talk about tribal wars. Are they still going on?
They are still going on because they relate to issues of marriage, of land, of distribution of wealth, rent, etc., from land, coffee, wealth generated from mining, petroleum sort of activities. Those generate conflicts and they translate into tribal wars.
Are they bitter wars?
They're bitter wars because...
And people die?
People die.
This is a very big primary school, and Mrs. Ulitaya is working at the sharp end of PNG's great racial diversity.
Is it nice to be headmistress of a multicultural school?
Well, it is a task. It's a great task. I think most of us who are in the city schools, we are trying our best to handle the tasks that we face. It's quite difficult.
I can imagine.
Yes, it is. It is quite difficult.
And you have so many children here.
I have so many children here, but I'm thankful that my teachers are able to cope with the number.
How many do you have?
I have 1,774 at the moment.
And how many teachers?
I have 35 altogether.
These children, when they finish school, will they be able to get work? Because there's a lot of unemployment here.
A lot of them may not find jobs for themselves. We encourage if they can try to make things for themselves so they are self-employed. But then we cannot really tell what type of future they will have.
Do you think some of them might end up as criminals?
Most probably.
If you want to find angry people in Port Moresby, go to 5 Mile. 5 Mile is where the unemployed hang out. Many of them are new to the capital, lured here from their distant home villages in the hope of getting jobs. Most don't. They hang about the 5 Mile market looking rather fierce. They do some petty trading and a lot of complaining.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Freddy. I'm from Misiwik province.
And why did you come?
I came here for education. And currently I am quite completed my education, and I think that some of the policies that the politicians are going through are not right, suit my needs to, especially in education employment side.
So you don't like the politicians?
I don't like the politicians, yes.
None of them are any good?
Some of them. No, 5% of them.
What about you, sir? What's your name?
Okay, my name is Walter. Life for me, I don't sleep on a bed. I'm very grateful that you are here. In fact, you've done very well. You will know the truth. There is no employment at all. We need water, electricity, housing. What excuse do we have? We have all the money and the resources. But where have all the money gone to?
Where has it gone to?
It's only gone to the pockets of the minority of the wealthy people. Everybody has stolen, and believe me, God knows.
Did the politicians steal?
Where do you go to steal? Do you know the answer?
What?
Into the parliament.
A lady wants to speak. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Makeso Solomon. And I come from Goroka Eastern Highlands.
Okay. And how is life for you here?
It's not good, I should say.
Not good?
Not good. Say, for example, I sell my goods at the market and I live in Moresby. But every now and then some these leaders where we voted for, they tell these policemen and all these people to come and chase us from the market.
Oh, really?
So it's very hard for me to live in the city like this.
Why do they chase you from the market?
I don't know. Maybe too many rubbishes around here in the city or something like that. So,
but you're not doing anything illegal?
No, I'm not doing that.
What would you like the government to do for you?
Listen, just leave me alone and I do my marketing and all this. As long as I clean the place and look after the city.
Do you have a family?
I do have a family. 3 children and my husband. Sometimes I find it very hard to send them to school and bus fare, lunch money and school fees and all this. When I don't do my marketing, they stay home.
Oh, that's a shame.
True, that's right.
Cards all over the place. Playing cards all over the place.
Well, I hate to say this, but sometimes there's a little bit of gambling that goes on. It's illegal, but
it's illegal.
It's happening. It's terrible, yeah. It happens.
Arrest those gamblers.
If I were the police, yes.
The understaffed police have just had a very busy time. Not because of crime, but because Papua New Guinea has been holding general elections. By all accounts, they went off rather well. Only 6 people died in election violence, compared to more than 30 in the previous elections. The expectation was that Prime Minister Michael Somare would be thrown out. In the event, he scraped back in and was very busy patching together a new coalition during my visit. There will, however, be some new faces in Parliament, like independent MP Powis Parkop, an outspoken human rights lawyer who lives in a not-too-grand house in Port Moresby's suburbs. When we visited, his garden was packed with his supporters still celebrating his election victory. Did he agree that Papua New Guinea's politicians had a poor reputation and had let the people down?
Oh, I agree entirely. I agree with that perception by the public that a politician has let the country down and the people down, because this country has a lot of potential. And we have a small population and we should be well off. But after 32 years, you can see it for yourself. Even basic services here in Port Moresby is lacking.
Will you be any different?
I hope to be different.
You hope to be different?
Yes. I hope to be different because I've built my reputation on being an honest person, being a person that is credible and that people can trust. And I won the election on that background. So I hope to be different, and I want to be different. Yes.
You hope and want, but will you be different?
Well, I know I can make a difference. That's why I contested the election, because, you know, if I did not have that commitment to be different, I would not contest the election.
So what's the first thing that you will try to do?
I have plans for the city. I hope to create incentive by which there is more opportunity for our young people, especially because among the young in Port Moresby today and all of Papua New Guinea, hope is fading, and once hope starts to fade, it's a very dangerous situation. Hope is fading, and a lot of people are turning to negative actions.
You mean they become criminals?
Go into criminality, go into a drug, go into just lack of concern about the what is going on in our country and what we can do to change people's life.
I know that when you won, there were great celebrations. People took to the streets, cheering.
Yes.
Can you really satisfy those people?
I can't do miracles, but I will do my best. The problem in Papua New Guinea, Robin, is that in our culture, you know, people get things done very quickly. In the past, if you know, our ancestors' time and our parents' time, if they want to go hunting, they go hunting. If they want to build a house, we just go to the bush and get things done. If we want to make garden, we just do it. If we want to go fishing, we just do it. If we want to start a war, we just start a war. But you know, in our contemporary PNG, you know, economics and making money is a completely different thing. And balancing that with the aspiration of a people is not easy. But I will do my best.
At the moment, you're clearly not a rich man. Can you promise that you will not be a rich man in 5 years' time?
I can promise that. I won't be a rich man in 5 years' time.
It's Remembrance Day. The great, the good, ministers, high commissioners, army chiefs, police chiefs, are all on parade. So are Eunice and I.
We're at the Remembrance Park. This is a copper beading sculpture of Rafael Ombari, I believe. He's walking with a wounded soldier, an Australian soldier. This is a famous picture from World War II, which they made into the sculpture. And this is basically the image of the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels.
Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels.
We were given the name Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels because of our hair, was Fuzzy Wuzzy. And the angels because of the care that our grandfathers gave the Australian soldiers.
Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. It sounds kind of insulting.
It's a term of endearment. That's the term that Australians gave us, and we actually like the term. I don't see any insult in it, and I've never heard anybody say that it was an insult to them.
It would be an insult in Africa.
We're in Papua New Guinea. It's a different thing here.
And above us, all these flags, lots of them.
Yep, they represent all the 20 provinces of this country. They have to go up during Remembrance Day because Remembrance Day is a day for the whole nation.
One of those at Remembrance Day Park was the Defence Force commander, Peter Ilau, a very influential man in Papua New Guinea. On him could hinge the country's future stability. In other parts of Asia Pacific, the army has got fed up with politicians and seized power. At a reception after the ceremony, we grab a few words with him. Was democracy safe in Papua New Guinea?
I think democracy here is a vibrant one. Some people call us an unpredictable country, but our strength is really our diversity that we have, 800 different tribes and 1,000 different languages.
Doesn't it make for a lot of arguments?
It does. I think on the surface, it creates a lot of arguments. And of course, people in leadership sometimes use that as a means of achieving their goals and objectives that they want to achieve. But I think by and large, Papua New Guineans are loving people, and people learn to live and work together.
Do politicians try to exploit differences?
That's a difficult one, but I think some do.
If you saw a politician fanning the flames, you know, and you thought he was, you know, might even cause a civil war, what would you do?
Well, we would treat people like that as other citizens who endanger innocent people, or endanger community, or appear as a threat to the nation.
Could you ever see the military intervening here, staging a coup?
Impossible. Not in Papua New Guinea. With the unique diversity that we have, something of that nature would be almost impossible.
Eunice, the army commander, says no chance of a coup in Papua New Guinea. Is that right?
Well, I actually trust his judgment, because you can't have a coup when you've got this 800 different languages, you've got so many people from very different tribes, very different beliefs in the one country. A coup can only come if you can unite a group of people to actually overthrow the government. That can't happen in Papua New Guinea because we have this diverse culture. So the chances of having a coup, nil.
Now, all over the pavements here, red stains.
That's betel nut.
It's what?
Betel nut. They chew boy with lime and mustard. And it makes this red chemical that everybody spits everywhere.
So it's not blood?
No, it's not blood. It looks blood red, but it's not blood.
So is everybody doing it?
Just about everybody's addicted to it, and some people get a high chewing it, so it's probably like chewing tobacco.
Gives them red teeth as well.
Very red teeth, so their nice-looking teeth become bloody, reddy things.
Is it bad for you or good for you?
It's bad for you. According to the doctors, you could actually have mouth cancer from it, and a lot of people die from it every year, and it's a very painful experience.
Mouth cancer?
Yes, mouth cancer.
Eunice, the music we've been listening to throughout this program was recorded at the university by students. Was it representative of the whole of this country?
Yes, you could say it does. It was from just about every region.
Now, I noticed that almost all the singers were men. Is that typical?
Typical, yes, because in our traditional societies, it appears that mostly it's men that stand up and sing in public. Women will join the men in singing, but alone, they could sing pretty well too.
But they're not asked.
No, normally they don't stand up in front of everybody and sing because a lot of Papua New Guinea women are pretty shy.
Does this say something about Papua New Guinea's attitude towards women as a whole?
I think it does. If you look at it, if women probably stood up a little bit more and started standing up for what they believe is right or stood up and started singing in front of a lot of people, I think it might empower other women to follow too.
Milai poke 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 romalela romalela romalela.
Eunice, finally, let's return to this crime thing. Every evening when I've been here, I've heard horror stories of people who've been mugged, had their homes broken into, had stones thrown at their cars. All over the city, there are hundreds and hundreds of security people, guard dogs everywhere. Every shop has bars on it, both outside the shop and in front of the counter. So there clearly is a huge problem.
Yes, it is a huge problem, but it is in Moresby alone. Most of the other towns aren't as bad.
You yourself, I've noticed, are frightened to get on a bus on your own that only has men in it.
Well, I travel around alone, but it's for security issues that I choose not to jump on buses with just men on it.
You're frightened you might be raped?
Yep, that's an issue here in the capital, but I'm not saying that whenever you walk out onto your streets that you'd get robbed or killed or raped.
And at the same time, the police station here is just minute. It's just a hut. You know, that's got to be ridiculous.
I think the police station has maintained the size since colonial days, which is about 30 years ago or before that. I can say, like, admittedly, that we need more policemen on the streets. Our ratio is about one policeman to about 1,000 people or more. We need more policemen, but it's not that bad. You haven't got mugs, so you can't say Moresby's that bad.
Olenga ke tangi baratiao